Welcome to this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it, and it's subject to the disclaimers on the website. And the podcast's about how do you do international deals from a legal perspective. And I'll take the example of Dan that popped into our offices, and we had an interesting chat about how to help his UK company do international deals from a legal perspective. Now, Dan was thinking of expanding his UK company into Europe and was thinking about contacting a number of European law firms directly in order to get them working in their respective jurisdictions. So finding a French law firm to do his legal work in France, an Italian law firm for Italy, and a German law firm for Germany. I said to Dan that there were some insights that he might want to take into account when expanding his UK company outside of the UK. In essence, the key was that using his UK law firm to coordinate things with the law firms in other countries might help significantly. When we chatted about this, Dan thought, well, maybe this is doubling up on law firms and lawyers, and this is all just going to cost too much. And I agreed that on the face of it, it might seem like doubling up on lawyers. But there were good reasons to think about hiring a UK law firm to coordinate the expansion into Europe for a UK company. And here are some reasons that you might want to consider. So when we chatted, I said to Dan that there were five reasons that I thought you might want to consider having a UK law firm coordinate things. Number one, the UK law firm could make the introductions. The UK law firm could hone questions. The UK law firm could provide consistency. Also, it might have an existing relationship with the other law firms. And also, it could ensure that pricing was kept competitive. So I'll go through each one of those and say a little bit about each point. So making the introductions, your UK law firm knows how your business is operated, and I said to Dan, they will be able to explain it concisely to lawyers abroad, rather than lawyers abroad taking Dan through the whole first stage of getting to know the business and what it did, and then spending a lot of time and money going through that process. The second question that a law firm could deal with is honing the questions. So they could hone questions for lawyers in other countries, so they could make them very specific rather than you, Dan, making these questions very broad and essentially not getting the kind of advice that you require, because you get broad answers coming back which aren't that useful. Also, with regard to consistency, your law firm in the UK can ensure consistency by asking law firms across Europe essentially the same or similar questions in order to get some kind of consistency in all the answers coming back, and they can be tabulated and reviewed. Your UK law firm may also have relationships with law firms in Europe, so that means that when a law firm in Europe is doing your work, Dan, what will happen is that that law firm will try to do a good job because it will try to encourage further referrals from its UK law firm counterpart. And also with pricing, your UK law firm may well be familiar with the market pricing for legal work in the jurisdiction that you're expanding into, and so may be able to ensure that you're charged the relevant and competitive rates for that particular jurisdiction. So in summary, if you're doing legal work outside the UK and you're a UK company, then it's always worth considering going via your UK law firm when instructing foreign law firms to do the legal work for you. Appreciate that it may look like you're doubling up on lawyers, but if the project's important and if you're new to a particular territory, then if you're a UK company, then using that UK law firm may help you expand into the new territory and make the process more smooth than it might otherwise be. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and if you have any questions, then please do email me at jimmy@coachinglaw.com.